Ever wish you could just tell your work to-do list to do itself? Well, get ready, because the future of automation might be closer than you think.
Okay.
And it's all thanks to AI agents.
Yeah.
We're doing a deep dive today into a fascinating article from WebPro News,
Right.
and it's hot off the press. September 20th, to be exact.
Oh, wow.
This isn't just about some far-off tech fantasy. This is about understanding what AI agents are,
More.
why they're such a game changer,
Yeah.
and how they could reshape your work and life in the very near future.
Yeah, it's interesting.
The article uses this great analogy to explain this whole AI agent thing. They say, imagine AI models are like powerful engines.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't actually go anywhere with just an engine.
Right.
You need a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is where AI agents come in. They're like self-driving cars for your tasks.
It's a really apt comparison
Yeah.
because what's so exciting about AI agents is that they're not just tools we use, they're more like autonomous assistants. We're moving beyond simply instructing AI
Yeah.
and into a realm where we can set a goal and let the agent figure out the how-tos.
Okay, so break that down for me. Why is that such a big deal? What's the difference between, say, asking an AI to write a blog post versus having an AI agent actually manage your blog?
It's about scalability and true autonomy.
Okay.
Think about how much information we're bombarded with every day,
Route.
all the tasks we juggle.
Yeah.
AI agents have the potential to cut through that noise, to become these hyper-efficient assistants that not only handle individual tasks, but actually connect them in meaningful ways.
We could be the key to making AI genuinely useful for everyone, not just tech whizzes.
So instead of having to become an expert in every new AI tool that comes out,
Right.
you'd have these specialized agents, each one like a pro in their own domain, doing the heavy lifting for you.
Precisely. You could have an agent for managing your schedule, another for analyzing market trends,
Okay.
another for, say, handling customer interactions.
Right.
Each one working autonomously, but also potentially in concert with the others
Yeah.
to achieve larger goals.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me because the article quotes Christopher Penn calling AI agents skill levelers.
Right.
And I'm curious to unpack that a little bit. What do you think he means by that, and how could that impact businesses and teams? Yeah, that's a key insight because it highlights how AI agents could democratize access to advanced capabilities.
Okay.
Imagine a team where some members might be hesitant to adopt AI, or maybe they just don't have the time to master every new tool.
Right.
AI agents could bridge that gap, allowing everyone to perform at a higher level regardless of their technical expertise.
Like giving everyone a little AI assistant to help them be more efficient and make better decisions.
Right, exactly.
And that could be huge, especially when you think about all the potential benefits the article highlights.
Yeah.
Smarter inventory management, more accurate sales forecasting, even better customer service. Are we talking about a world where those things just kind of happen automatically?
It's certainly within the realm of possibility. And to connect that to your work specifically, think about the tasks that take up most of your time or require specialized skills. Imagine offloading those to an AI agent.
Yeah.
What if you could hand off your scheduling nightmares or get real-time market analysis tailored to your needs,
Yeah.
freeing up your time and mental energy to focus on higher-level tasks?
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here, but it can't all be smooth sailing, right? This is the deep dive after all.
Yeah.
And the article does mention some challenges. Alastair McDermott is quoted saying, "They're a total pain in the ass to set up right now, but when they get good, they're going to be amazing."
Yeah.
That made me chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
But it also made me wonder, how far off is this amazing future?
Well, he's known for his colorful language, but he makes a valid point.
Yeah.
Building truly effective AI agents is still complex. You need to clearly define its goals, its constraints, and make sure it has access to the right data.
Right.
It's not quite as simple as downloading an app yet.
So maybe not the thing I can get on the App Store today,
Right.
but you're emphasizing the yet. So it sounds like things are moving fast
Absolutely.
and that those who adapt early will have a significant advantage.
This is a recurring theme with any technological leap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about the early days of the internet or smartphones.
Right.
The technology was clunky, often frustrating, but those who recognized the potential early on, who were willing to learn and experiment,
Yeah.
they're the ones who reaped the biggest rewards.
So we should be paying attention to AI agents now, even if they're not quite ready for prime time.
Yes.
But we've only scratched the surface of what these agents can do, haven't we? The article mainly focuses on business applications, but I'm curious about the bigger picture. Barb Mosser Zink, who's also quoted in the article, seems to agree. She says her mind is filled with ideas for agents, way more than it's filled with using AI to write content. So it sounds like even the experts are just starting to grasp the possibilities here. What other applications of AI agents beyond what we've discussed have caught your eye?
What's fascinating is that we might be talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about work itself. Hmm. The article quotes David Kirchdorfer suggesting that AI agents could completely transform business models. It's a bold statement, but one I think holds a lot of weight right now. We design businesses around processes that often require significant human intervention with AI agents. Those processes could become far more fluid, far more adaptable, almost like living organisms.
Okay, paint that picture for me. What would that look like in practice?
Well, take a traditional company structure. You have entire departments dedicated to specific functions, right? Customer service, marketing, product development.
Right.
With AI agents, those departments could become incredibly lean. With a handful of people overseeing teams of AI agents that handle the bulk of the work.
So instead of replacing individual jobs, AI agents might actually reshape entire industries.
Precisely. It's not just about automation. It's about reimagining the very structure of how we operate. What if instead of needing a large customer service department, a company could rely on a team of AI agents that learn and adapt to customer needs in real time, constantly optimizing for the best possible outcome?
It's almost like giving the company itself a kind of AI brain. So to bring it back to our listeners, the article asked if businesses are ready for this revolution. But I think the real question is, are we? Are we ready to embrace a world where AI is not just a tool, but a collaborator, even a decision maker?
It's a question we'll all have to grapple with, and it's more exciting than it is daunting, in my view, because this isn't just about the future of work, it's about the future of human potential. As AI takes over more routine tasks, it frees us to focus on what truly makes us human: creativity, innovation, strategic thinking.
So I like that saying, the future is not something we enter, the future is something we create. And it seems like AI agents might be one of the most powerful tools we've ever had to shape that future. Well, there you have it, folks, a glimpse into the world of AI agents. They're powerful, they're coming soon, and they have the potential to change everything if you're as intrigued as we are. Check out the full article on WebPro News. It's a fascinating read, and as you go about your day, consider this. What excites you most about this self-driving future? What possibilities does it open up in your work and your life? The future is waiting to be imagined, so let's get to it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep on diving deep.